The two-year-old CIA leak investigation seems to be nearing its D-Day, D for denouement, with the end of the grand jury's term on Friday.
NPR senior news analyst Daniel Shore.
Let me stipulate that I have no insider information on the plans of Special Counsel Patrick Fitzgerald, but the general speculation in Washington is that there will be one or more indictments brought against White House officials. The names mentioned by the great mentioners are Bush aide Karl Rove and Cheney aide Louis Libby. It appears also that their greatest vulnerability is not the original leak of the identity of the CIA official Valerie Plame, but later deception in testimony under oath. Once again, we are reminded of the words of that master of deceit, Richard Nixon. It's not the act that kills you, it's the cover-up. It's the lie. The Nixon history reminds us also of how presidents sometimes act when their aides get into trouble serving them. President Nixon forced the resignations of Chief of Staff H.R. Haldeman and advisor John Ehrlichman and let them go to jail when he could have pardoned them. President Bush the Elder, for example, did grant pardons to former Defense Secretary Caspar Weinberger and five others facing indictment for withholding information in the Iran-Contra scandal. The presidential pardon can be a powerful instrument, overriding conviction, overriding indictment. It can even be extended to someone before any legal action has been taken. The Clinton pardons to friends and friends of friends left an unpleasant mark on the last days of the Clinton presidency. But perhaps the most controversial pardon of all was the one that may have contributed to President Ford's losing the 1976 election, the pardon of Nixon, shortly after Nixon had resigned from office rather than face impeachment. Nixon had let it be known to Vice President Gerald Ford that a pardon might be the price of his resignation. As president, Ford denied that there had been any deal. It's a little early to raise the question of whether President Bush would grant pardons to Rove, Libby, and anyone else who may have been involved in the now famous CIA leak. But this may be the time to recall the words of John Ehrlichman, who served 18 months for perjury. I went and lied, and I'm paying the price for that lack of willpower. In effect, I abdicated my moral judgments and turned them over to somebody else. This is Daniel Shore.